So you may have heard about this in the news with CERN, the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, going online. And right as this outrageously hugely powerful solar eclipse is about to take place, so it really inspired me to do a podcast about this. I wasn't planning to do this, guys, but I have to tell you, there were some fascinating things I found about this. And I'm going to talk about what is CERN, for those of you who may not be familiar with it, what it does, and the astrology of this eclipse and how it ties in to CERN. The message there, very powerful message. Yes, it can be rather intimidating, but there's a solution. Out of this darkness, there is humor and light, and I will explain everything. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Irliana Samsara, Star Sound Speaks podcast. Starsoundastrology.com is my website. I do readings. Glad to help you. So let's talk about this particular situation. So, what is CERN? CERN is the European Center for Nuclear Research. In this little town right next to Geneva, on the border of France and Switzerland, hosts the largest particle collider in the world. And it's the largest machine in the world. This machine literally smashes atoms. They're trying to recreate the Big Bang. And they're finding particles that they never knew existed. And it's all very, the unknown is very much a part baked into their legacy, as I saw in their natal chart. Why should we be con not to make a concerned? No, that's a bad joke. Sorry, no, it's like, why should we be concerned? Well, many reasons, obviously, breaking down atoms and smashing them at a gazillion miles an hour, emitting, by the way, enormous radiation. This is all taking place deep in the ground. But it started a few days before the solar eclipse. So it's in the eclipse window. So the fact is that every year, CERN runs this collider, takes it offline in the winter for a few months, then it puts it back on. The fact that it's starting in an eclipse window, and as we all know, a very, very powerful eclipse window, has me a little bit. But remember, I'm going to give you a solution. Of course, the scientific community is like, oh, it's fine, it's fine. And there's all these internet theories, and you'll hear these wild theories out there like, oh, it's a portal to the hell and all this stuff. Well, I have to tell you, it is built on a site, an ancient Roman temple site of this god, this dark Apollyon, not Apollo, but Apollyon. In the Bible, he's known in Hebrew as Abaddon, and he's like this lord of destruction and death and hell. It's like, yeah, right, real scary, scary stuff. So you're like, isn't that interesting? Just a coincidence, folks. The other thing is that there was a physicist in 2000 by the name of Francisco Calogero. He was questioning the safety. Is this something we should be doing? And isn't that Pluto and Aquarius nudging ourselves into areas of technology that we don't know? You could blow up the whole world, seriously. Like, this is like Atlantis revisited. There's another very, very esteemed astronomer named Martin Rees from the UK, basically said, mostly it won't go wrong. He's still in the scientific community, but there is always a slight chance things could. And if it did, it would basically, there are three outcomes. One was which we would all be sucked into a black hole. The other one was that Earth could be condensed into the size of a soccer field. It's that level of cray. So Pluto and Aquarius. Anyway, these are the things that make you a little scared, right? And then people get scared and freaked out. And I was like, okay, are these people more than what they say they are? Well, the chart says they are. There's a lot that you don't hear about or talk about. And there's a lot of power players and people involved in this worldwide organization. There are something like 11,000 scientists and several thousand support staff people that work there from all over the world. So it's a big deal. What I wanted to share, Pluto and Aquarius, right? This is a Pluto and Aquarius story. It's like you're playing God, just like Frankenstein and GMOs, and you're tinkering with the very fabric of reality. There is many people who feel that they may have already, or at least have the capacity to create tears, black holes, and tears in time and space. This is exactly what happened in Atlantis. In the chart for CERN, there is an asteroid called Atlantis. Interesting, the sun is conjunct the supergalactic center. No coincidence, people. Keep on moving. Let's keep on coming. Now, here it is. Look at this. Saturn. I ran it on astro.com, and we have asteroid Atlantis parked right in between Saturn and Venus. It's like, oh, okay. And Saturn and Scorpio. And the fact that these are in inversion, first of all, they're sextiling their ruler, Mars. So this to me says, you know what? These people are learning lessons around this rapacious, pursuit of knowledge to the point of, like, literally, Scorpio could be extinction. Hopefully not this time. But this sextile from it with this chart ruler, an exalted Mars in Capricorn, is like, wow, you know, my feeling was these people have been around this before, and I feel like they were part of Atlantis. This would say, you know, the when I saw this, Pluto, Mars exalted in the sign of Capricorn is like, this is like a high priest, you know, that abused their power. Saturn and Scorpio, an abuse of power. And so much more to say about that, but you get the gist. Okay, so that has me concerned. The other is Mars in the eclipse, this lunar eclipse, Mars approaching its conjunction with Saturn in Pisces. That to me would be about pushing the envelope Mars pushes into areas, nebulous Pisces, nebulous areas of non-physical reality. And with Saturn representing karma, the karma of doing this, of pushing and pushing the envelope, and into a point where it's like, wait a minute, you know, is this wise, right? Is this wise? Saturn, you have intelligence to know how to figure out to do that. But intelligence versus wisdom. Okay, just because you know how to do something, is it wise to do so? So this is a question that the eclipse is asking of us. And for CERN, Mercury being retrograde in Aries, you know, we're rethinking, we're revisiting, you know, is this really wise? Is this something we really want to do? And I found it fascinating that the sun of CERN, 5 degrees of Libra, that's conjunct the supergalactic center. So it's baked into their birth chart, this outrageous hunger. It seems like this never-ending hunger and hunger and desire to go and go and go. And Venus in exile in Scorpio, in aversion to that chart ruler. Whoa, that's saying, you know, it's like the Libran sun, we present this lovely, lovely harmonious exterior, but really we're really about stuff that we don't want to talk about, and we don't really want to have a lot of people know. So they put on a good show and they say, oh, this is good for the advancement of knowledge, but of course we know differently. So that lunar eclipse was conjunct the sun of CERN. And for the solar eclipse, remember, Lilith is on the supergalactic center. So that's also baked into it, the Lilith archetype of this, you know, spurned, scorned in the Lilith mythology, is that she, you know, it depends on who you talk to about this, but this idea of this scorn and becoming a demon, and oh, this is crazy, right? It's like, it's scary. I'm not trying to scare you here, because I do have a solution and you will be delighted to hear it. I'm going to get to that just in a moment. Yeah, one last thing to say is that you have to remember with the solar eclipse, the sun is exalted in Aries and it's at its exaltation degree at 19 degrees. So the sun is exalted in Aries and it's super exalted in Aries at 19 degrees. So we got the sun, the moon, and of course, Chiron, all at that, the wounded healer, all at that exact exaltation degree point for the sun. But the sun's out. Right? Solar eclipse, the sun's gone out. So the sun's turned off when they have this Hadron Collider running, because it's running as we speak. And we have to also remember we are at solar maximum. So the sun cycles, there are cycles that are like every 11 years, their sun goes through these cycles where it emits CMEs, coronal mass ejections, sunspots, flares. They reach a peak and then there's a magnetic reversal and then they go quiet. We are approaching maximum right now as we speak. And they're not sure when there will be that magnetic reversal, but it could be sometime later in the year, which is when their next eclipse happens. So the Earth has a weaker magnetic field because of these blasts coming from the sun. So you're really tinkering, you're playing with fire here, people. Okay. This is like, I would, yeah, not cool. So there's our setup. It's things to be aware of, not happy about, but we always have a solution. We are not victims. Oh, wait, hold on. There is a solution, but wait. Hey, hello. Yeah. Come on in.
Oh, hi,
Myrtle.
Ms. Maxara, I'm so sorry to bother you.
Oh.
The health food store is closed, and I have this insatiable craving for cashews. Oh. Do you have any cashews?
Oh, I do. Actually, I'm just doing, this is my neighbor, Myrtle Schmergel. I'm on the podcast right now. I'm just in the middle of, sorry.
Oh, I'm
just,
sorry. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's
I'm
okay.
sorry.
It's okay. Have a seat. Have a seat. I know you and I, we were talking about CERN, you know, the CERN, that big crazy collider thing.
And, God. No. Oh, CERN. No, CERN. Please, no, CERN.
No, no.
Oh, you're talking about CERN?
I'm talking about CERN because
okay,
the astrology, it's just interesting how
I
it's
know
coming up
it's
now.
Folks, you gotta listen to her. You gotta listen to me. This is really important. So what were you just gonna say now?
Oh yeah, I mean, just interesting. You just knocked. I was about to say there is a solution to this crazy astrology. We don't have to feel like victims. Certainly prayer, right? You
prayer.
Are you big into prayer?
Prayer is the most powerful thing on this planet, especially when you send your love.
Yes.
You send your love. You got to send love to all these people. They don't, they're out of their minds. They really are out of their minds. I'm going to do my own podcast on this because it's very distressing to me. It brings back really uncomfortable memories of, well, you'll see, but prayer, shower them with light, blast them with light.
Well, I have a fun way to do it. We could do it the way we love, you know, meditation, whatever. But I found something. This is gonna, you're gonna feel much better, Myrtle. Okay, I'm gonna put your fears to rest. There is, this really happened back in 2009. This Large Hadron Collider came online in 2008. A year later, it was brought down. It was in all the news, and a weasel chewed the wires. Yeah. And poor weasel didn't make it, but the weasel chewed the wires and it shut down the Hadron Collider. They don't know how the weasel got in the tunnel, but they.
You know what? Let me tell you about weasels. Weasels, this is so incredible because when you have, you know, animal totems, you know, everybody knows you have spirit guides and, you know, your guardian angels, where you can have animal guides and you really should acquire some or work with them because they are amazing. But the weasel, let me tell you about the weasel.
Yeah, I was wondering.
The weasel animal guide, you know what? They can hear what's really being said. So if somebody's talking, they're going to hear what's really being said. You know what I mean?
But that other people don't know.
That's right. What other people really don't hear. You know, you hear somebody talking, but what's underneath what's being said, what's really being said. But what you just said, the most amazing thing is the weasels can see. They can see beneath the surface of a situation, and they can see the ramifications of an event.
Really?
So yes.
That's
so this
wild.
You're talking
holy
about this
moly.
This holy weasel that
holy
went
goodness.
That went into this big collider monster machine that's beneath the earth. I mean, this thing is just, anyway, this little weasel went in there because he knew that if he didn't chew up that wire, like you
we
just
could,
said,
we could end up at the size of a soccer field. Earth could be.
And you know what? I'm not ready to be squished down like that.
No,
you know?
No, we're not here for that.
No, 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 I've got too much to do. And I just bought a new outfit. So,
no,
you know,
oh, no, we can't
I
be
don't
compressed.
Be squished down and compressed. You know, that's like a sci-fi movie. But the weasel, that's amazing that this really happened.
Yeah,
weasels. Okay, you know what? In Native American, the chiefs, they would send out the weasel in the etheric as a scout. It's like the CIA
really?
Of weasels.
And they
would
like
go
a spy.
Out. And they would go out into the enemy camps and they would hear what's really being said and they could see what the other tribe was going to
what
do
they're doing.
To you know, their weapons and everything. And then the weasel would come back and
tell
the people,
them. Oh,
the
wow.
Tribes what was going on.
That's fascinating.
So the weasel, a totem animal, it's so precious.
Well, I was thinking, you know, the other thing too, another 7 years later in 2016, a bird shut it down. A bird, but the bird didn't get, thank God, didn't get fried. But this bird was carrying a piece of a French bread, like a baguette, in his mouth, and it dropped it on the thing, and it shorted out the entire, of course, it's automatic shutdown. So breadcrumbs, weasels and breadcrumbs. There's our answer, Myrtle.
Yes,
we
see,
could
that's
send
why.
me we if you want it if you didn't want to just pray in the traditional way, we could
But you
call in
sure
the weasels.
could pray and call in the weasel animal spirit and the birds. The birds are messengers for the heavens.
Yeah.
It was
Right.
probably the gluten in that baguette. You know that got
Gluten shut down.
Got in there and got stuck in the little machinery, you know.
So
and praise to that bird. You know,
right.
do we know what kind of bird it was?
No, I don't remember seeing what kind, but
Baguette bird.
But he
Like,
flew away,
you know.
and the CERN was like, oh, but yeah, I mean, it was like, this is a gluten-free facility. So breadcrumbs and weasels. So see, we don't have to be afraid.
You know what? This is a wonderful thing because this brings up the idea that everyone and everything on Earth is connected. So we
Yes.
need to work with the animals, the live animals, the animal spirits, etc. We have to all work together to preserve humanity, preserve all the animals, and preserve this planet. These people. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm you know, I need my cashews.
No. Okay, I'll get you your cashews.
But
I'll wrap
anyway,
this up and I'll get you the cashews.
Okay,
So.
but yes, please, folks, please pray. Wait, you know, joking aside, really, please pray, send all your prayers and light for the highest divine truth, for this situation, protection of light, not only for this machine, but for the people that are working there. They don't understand what they're doing. You
Yeah,
know, they really don't.
we
but,
get
but,
it.
but please pray, you know, ask the divine creator, God, whoever you pray to, you know, just pray, send light, send light, send light, send love, send love, send love. Yeah, this
Yep.
is a very, very, very important time.
Yes, yes.
Because, yeah. You
It
know
is
what's
very
okay? I can go on and
you're
on.
gonna and you're gonna do a podcast on this, so I'll put the link below, Myrtle's podcast. You're getting all these
I'm
gems
gonna
of
do my
wisdom.
own podcast about this because I have my own
You have
personal experience with these knuckleheads.
no knuckleheads. I haven't heard that of you. All right, that sounds good. CERN, not to be concerned. Weasels, there's your keywords. Weasels and breadcrumbs.
And birds and
And
love
birds and love.
And light.
That's all for now. Please do like, share, subscribe. Let's make this viral because we need some more humor in the world. So,
and leave a comment, you know, tell us what you think about this situation.
We're all
on
in this
together.
All right, everybody. Well, take care. And thank you for joining us, Myrtle. Yay.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
French, no makeup messing. We'll see you soon. Bye, everybody. This is Irliana Samsara and
Myrtle Shmargel.
Star Sound Speaks, starsoundastrology.com. Thank you all for listening. Namaste.